with Zach Noe Towers.
The day before your holiday party, I got my first pack of Calvin Kleins, and I wanted to wear them.
And these are Calvins?
I did. Yeah. And knowing myself, I thought I was going to buy the... I'm like, no. You need the real shit. So I had them, and then my pants were too big. I was like, no belt. Everyone's going to know I'm wearing some Calvins.
And you loved it.
I loved it. I think other people liked it too, so it was nice.
You know what you're bringing to the table?
I didn't know. But I didn't always know that. I purposely told myself, no, this can't be true. Like, you need to be a nice person. You need your personality to shine through. Like, 4 out of 10s need all of those things. And I'm like,
I don't, because you're like, I'm a 9.7.
Number's a number, you know, but like having God tell me who I was for so long taught me how to really devalue myself. I mean, like I was living a life for something beyond this. So like, yeah. Who cares about the physical world? But
okay, so yeah, that's the perfect segue. I'm speaking to Anonymous.
Hi.
A sexual being, former child of God. Or do you consider yourself, I guess, a child of God now?
God loves the fuck out of me.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Period.
Period.
He loves you too.
Yeah, I'm
cool. Anyone that says otherwise, okay, bye.
Yeah.
I need to finish this candy because you have the Sour Patch Kid. I love them.
Oh, you can please help yourself. And it's out of a mouth, which is kind of inherently sexy. You know?
Mouths are so profound. Absolutely.
And for those of you who are not part of the Patreon, Anonymous is in his underwear right now. And it's the first time I've ever had someone like kind of like sexily clad.
The first time I came into your house, period. All of the ways I wanted to just be completely naked, but I knew it was a party and like social constructs or whatever.
Well, there were a lot of gay guys there.
Great.
That would have like been like, yeah, let's do this. Like, let's let the girls move on to the next event.
1000%. And I mean, like being half gay, I feel like it's fantastic.
Okay. So you identify as bisexual, but you're probably more than that.
Is that double? I don't know. Anyway. Yes. I identify bisexual. No one is safe from my kisses, from anything. So it's been a long road to get there, but I am me.
Okay. So then, yeah, let's go back to the beginning. Do you remember the first thing that made you horny or the first thing that made you think of sex?
The first thing that made me think of sex was probably much later in my life. I grew up pretty religious, so that was a big no-no. The first time I felt sexual attraction was from Space Jam, Lola Bunny.
Oh, yes.
I grew up traditionally, and that meant I was very hetero, and her little tuft of fur looked like a nice set of titties, and I was like, whew, she's cute, and she had that deeper... Oh, bugs. Like
creamy.
Creamy's a good way to do it. And yeah. I love that. So I remember her. She made me feel things. And I was like, Bugs is such a dope. How did he get her? Is it just because they're bunnies? Like they can't do any interspecial stuff or anything? I'm trying to think of the first person that I was attracted to. Oh, I hope she's listening. It was Mariah Quinn in kindergarten.
Oh, ha, 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 ha. Do you still know where Mariah is these days?
I think she's in LA. I think she's a photographer. I think I either follow her or I've seen her on Instagram. So
maybe she can take pictures.
Maybe she can take pictures of me. Oh my God. Full circle. I liked her. I don't know if it was sexual. I didn't really know what sex was, but I knew what attraction was. And I went to kindergarten with her. First grade, I moved to a whole 10 minutes away, but it could have been worlds away. I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
And I had just seen Pocahontas. The Mother Willow was talking or whatever. And I would go out into my backyard. I would gather dandelions and I would scrunch them up in my hands and I would sing. I wish Mariah will be my wife.
That's so cute.
But it never happened.
Yeah, because you were praying to a satanic god of nature.
I was a pagan. Yeah, oh my God.
A little pagan baby.
That's why God forsaken me.
You grew up super religious.
Super.
Okay, so tell me about that.
Oh my God. It was great. Life was easy. I just had to read this book and that was it.
And like, do everything that people told you.
And it was a lot of don'ts. Like, it's just don't say a bad word. Don't hate people. I mean, I still hated people. Like,
yeah.
Or don't disobey your parents. I was the first out of all of my brothers. So my parents were still like figuring shit out. Like,
yeah.
Do we let him do this? Do we let him do that? And like my dad growing up with all his brothers were very much like, go scrape your knees, experience life. My mom, she worked in a hospital before I was born. So she like saw all these horror stories coming through the doors.
Is she a nurse?
She's not a nurse. She was a pharmacy.
Okay.
Tech.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Doing like, prescriptions, but she was still in a hospital setting. So she like thought everything bad was going to happen to me. Like, oh,
cause she saw it all.
If he leaves the house, he's going to crack his head open. Oh my God. So as you can imagine, like, should he get his license? Whatever. They were figuring stuff out as I was going. And I think they were really happy that I took to religion because they're like, cool. God's going to take care of him. Like, and he seems like he's following all the rules. So like, cool. He's not even saying, you know, shit. Like,
so they weren't imposing religion on you? Oh, which is weird. This is such an interesting piece of the puzzle.
We went and like we had to go, quote, but I liked it also. I mean, ever since I was 10, that's when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart and he entered me. And
yeah, he did.
I mean, I don't know how I didn't orgasm, but like that would have been great. Like just take it in there.
If Jesus came up inside your asshole.
He made a prostate. He knows what's up.
You're like, right. You're right. God's, he would know exactly what it.
God's
what
prostate
he's doing.
Must be the size of Asia. So like,
easy to find
wherever it is. And like, Asia is great because like it kind of slowly goes into Europe. Like, where does the pee spot end and the asshole? Like, who knows?
Who knows?
It's somewhere in there. So much pressure. But yeah, I really liked religion because it was. I had all these other like. Mostly guys that I was friends with because I was the oldest. So all my brothers were younger. They couldn't do all the fun things with me all the time. So other boys my age were great. And I don't know how I wasn't like exploring then, but like that's where I started getting really deep emotional connections, mostly to guys because girls were off limits. They like went to go to the small groups by themselves. Like don't talk to a girl. Like they're the ones that are going to make you sin. You know, like they're going to wear.
Oh, their temptation.
Their temptation. It's never my fault, which like, I
we
really,
love that.
I really could have like enjoyed internalizing the patriarchy when I was younger, much more, but maybe it was, I don't know. I was not to pat myself on the back. I was just a little like, why?
You're like, why is it the girl's fault?
It's not, it can't, and I didn't have any answers. I wasn't asking anyone because I didn't want to show myself as a thinker.
Sure.
God forbid. But I always ask myself, like, why do we hate gay people? Like, why is there so much hoopla about this? Like, it was weird. So anyway, small group time with boys, I developed a really strong emotional connection with a lot of guys. Like, never made my dick hard necessarily, but maybe I forgot it, but I always wanted like this brotherhood, this strong connection with guys. And like, I loved the male energy because I never felt like a super masculine guy.
Mm-hmm.
I was very much like a slow trajectory to
like a late bloomer of sorts.
Late bloomer. Yeah, maybe.
Closer
but, like,
to asexual.
Closer. Yeah. I mean, I didn't have hair on my legs. So like people called me gay from a young age and
that's all it took. Huh?
It's all it took. Right. Everyone was like going on cruises with their families and like banging some chick from Wisconsin or something. They're like, sex is great. And also I had a lot of friends that had like beards in sixth grade. So I thought something was wrong with me.
Sure. Wait, but you didn't have the camaraderie with your brothers.
No, cause they were my brothers. They were silly. They were younger than me.
Okay.
Oh my
okay.
God. 3 years younger than me.
Yeah.
We can't find any common ground.
Well, when you're that young, it's like half of your life. You know what I mean? Like five and eight are very different.
You're right.
But okay, wait. So your family, like you got baptized at 10 by yes. your own volition. Fine. Did you think like your family was going to hell for not? Or?
No, I mean, we all went to church. So I was like, oh,
okay.
They'll be fine too.
You just
That's
took
good.
A step further.
That's fine. Yeah. And also like church was all part and parcel to a white suburban conservative city that I grew up in. It was
yeah.
just very much like there was no overt homophobia that I remember, but I mean, I didn't have the internet much, you know, as a kid, didn't have it in my pocket. So like, I didn't know what gay was.
No,
no idea. I remember the first time a gay guy came to youth group. He was a senior when we were all sophomores and everyone's like, oh my God, I think his name was Garrett. Like, Garrett's coming to church on Sunday. Oh my God. And I'm like, I have math class with him. He wears a scarf a lot. Like, he was very much like a prototypical, like,
gay
was
guy.
In theater. Like, the only one that was out. There's probably a lot more at school, but he was only out one at school. But like, I was like, he seems cool. I mean, it's kind of weird that he's in a sophomore math class. He's a senior, but like, maybe math's hard for him. I don't know. But everyone thought it was such a big deal. And I'm like, why? If God loves us, he wants everyone, right?
Yeah. Oh, wait. So they were excited that they might like save him?
Sure. But they were making a big deal out of it. Yeah. I don't know why. And the focus was because he was gay. I was like, what does that mean? Well, I mean, I knew a gay went, but I was like, why?
Like, why is this an issue? Deal?
And that was kind of like, as I deconstructed, it was always like, the questions couldn't be answered, you know?
Yeah. You didn't feel comfortable asking them.
I didn't really feel comfortable asking them. I mean, my small group leader would say the N-word recreationally. And I mean, spoiler alert, he's not black. And it didn't
wow.
matter. We were like in high school. We had the same small group there throughout all of high school. And just casually would do that. And also we would have these, you want something fun to do with your next date? Okay. So there's these things called accountability questions. We would have like 10 questions. Like, did you read your Bible?
Yeah.
Like, did you like honor your mother and father? We had question 12, Zach. And question 12 was always, did you masturbate? So we would have to go around in a circle and tell our brothers in Christ that we were like best friends with every week, Mondays at Starbucks at 7 p.m. We would get together and we had to tell our small group leader if we masturbated. And if we did, we had to pay a dollar.
No.
We had to give our hard-earned allowance money to this guy because we jacked off.
Did people lie?
Oh, for sure. But we had the fear of God. I never lied.
Did you jack off?
Jacked off. Oh, my God. I remember the first time I jacked off.
Yeah.
So I was like 16. I was late.
Wait, really? So you must have just been ignoring boners. And that's a religious thing, too? You're like, don't engage?
It was never... I was told it was never a bad thing to be tempted. It was bad to act on that temptation. Yeah. So
Catholics say that about gay people. Like, you can be gay, you just can't act on it. It's like, bitch.
And then I remember this as I was driving over, I was thinking about the first time I was interacting with other boners. And in fourth grade, this boy named Eric, we sat next to each other in class. And nowadays I get random boners, but as a kid, your body doesn't know what the heck to do.
Oh my God.
Like, getting hard all the time. And I remember this boy, Eric, sat next to me and like, if there's someone in that class that like boy, it was him. Like, he was just like an odd duck, like very awkward with girls, but like always very close to the guys and everything. Yeah. And I wonder where he is. Oh my God. So I remember sitting in my seat and I had like basketball shorts on because I'm a kid. And I'm like, Eric, look. And he's like, what?
And you're
like, look. And I had my boner and I would flex my dick
and it would pop up.
And it would pop up and down. Cause I have one of those weird dicks. It doesn't go out when it's hard. It like goes like at a 45 degree angle.
Towards you.
There's no curve. Okay. I swear. It's straight and everything.
I don't
straight,
mind a curve. Okay.
It was just like when it's hard, it's at an angle.
Okay.
You know, for the,
that's probably
for
good.
The pussy, the bussy, the whatever.
Yeah.
So like when I'm sitting down, it was like, and I would like, I was like, Eric,
bam,
look,
bam,
flex, flex, flex. And then he started giggling. And then our teacher was like, Eric, be quiet. We're doing a project. He could have been like, Roman's playing with his dick. He didn't tell anyone, though.
Of course.
Just our little secret. That was my first interaction with I should have just grabbed his dick, but.
Whoa. I can't believe he didn't grab yours.
I know. All like 0.5 inches of it.
Stop. Wait, what would you have done?
I think that I probably would have been out much faster.
Really?
Because my whole thing with girls even was pretty late, like later on in high school too. So like...
Wait, so that was fourth grade though. Then you didn't jerk off until 16?
16. And I did it because there was one of our friends was a freshman. He was a couple years younger than us and he was talking a big game like, oh, I jerk off all the time. And I'm like, shit, I haven't done that yet. And this is like, we grew up in a very specific time. Like the internet, dial up, like... I had to dial up how to jerk off. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And the best way I can describe it was I was like, okay, it's kind of like, you know, when you play Yahtzee, you're like shaking up the dice. Because I didn't know how to get hard. I didn't have any fantasy. I didn't have a spank bank to go back off when I was 16. So I would just be like, I would just kind of like
Yeah. Wiggle it around.
Shake it around until it got hard.
Hard, yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, all dry. And just like rub the underside of my dick where my urethra is and just boop, 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 boop. And then I would like, come.
Ooh, ads.
And then I would have like
a bunch of goo.
Tons of stuff on my tongue. Just wipe it off, take a shower. And then I had to start paying the dollar to my small group leader.
Wow.
That was pretty fun.
Wait, so guys would lie or they would be honest?
I'm sure they would lie. I did not, but I did find a loophole. And this is where it comes into my current profession. I found that in the bylaws of this accountability group, it said that you have to pay a dollar if you jack off. It did not say per offense.
Oh.
So we would meet on Monday nights. Oh, like, great. Say, like, Wednesday, I fucked up.
You jerk off.
Jerked off every day.
A million times.
Every day. It was great. And I was younger, so five.
You could
cares?
Do it. Wow.
It would get raw. It would look like a beat up piece of cauliflower at some point because it was. I didn't know what lube was.
Not a beat up piece of cauliflower.
So I did find a loophole. It was great.
Okay. So that was 16. Jerking off. Are you feeling guilty when you jerk off? What?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling very guilty. And it's like a process, too. Because of the dial-up, I would have to like wait for my parents to be asleep. I would have to like cover the modem up when the dial-up was going around.
It's like downloading.
I forget what sites I went to. Probably like maybe Tumblr because like...
But you never knew what you were going to get.
No, never knew. Yeah. So I would find these videos and like the first thing I was really attracted to was girls stripping into like a... their underwear and just like grabbing their tits. There was no sex.
Yeah.
I guess that's sexual, but there was no dicks. There was no pussies. There was no assholes. Nothing. It was like the most light, like
softcore.
Which just shows you like religion doesn't breed any like sexual chastity. It just makes you try to find any reason, any secret way to be sexual. Like, even the 50-year-old secretary at school, like, if she, like, bent down to pick up a...
You were like...
pen, I was like, my...
titties.
Oh, what's up? Or ask, like, whatever it was. I'm trying to think. I think there was this one teacher. He was the first adult guy that I was like... I don't know if this is attraction. I feel something, though. His name was Mr. Pagel.
Nice.
Yeah, it was kind of good. He was a younger looking, you know, I mean, he was an adult, but he was probably like 20.
Yeah.
Not old. And he wore Vans. He had good style. It was pretty cool. And actually, me and Garrett, the only gay guy in class, in the school, we had that class together.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't think Garrett was that cute. He was cool. He just wasn't my type.
Yeah. Even and this is high school?
High school. I didn't know my type.
You hinted at it. Do you know who your type is now even?
I don't know if this is cliche, maybe. I mean, small sample size.
Oh, the guys that look like you.
A lot of the people I go out with that are bi as well, because I'm like, I'm really mostly dating queer people. It's like, I will date a straight girl, but I just haven't in a while.
Yeah.
It's guys that look like me or similar to me. I don't know if this is like some closet, you know, subliminal body dysmorphia, working through it phase or what, but I'm like, I remember went out with a guy a few months ago and very similar body types. He's a little taller. He's ripped, super good looking guy, bright blue eyes, curly hair. He's super cute. So like me, but like a little cuter. And we were comparing like sexy photos.
That's a hot date.
So good.
Yeah. We were like, look at this one.
I was drinking a Coke. I bought him a drink. Yeah. Felt like a big shot. This is after we already ate dinner. And he has like half of a tequila drink. And he's like getting pretty silly. And like he's situated like we were.
Oh, yeah. Between someone's legs.
Yeah. We were sitting there and like he posted his arm on the
seat between your
and
legs.
His knuckles are like if he. Oh, my God. It was so good. And he was showing me pics. And he's like, you know, it's LA. He's like modeled a little bit, done this or that. And we're comparing pics and I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm a 4 out of 10. Oh, he's hot. Like I look pretty. Oh, maybe I'm hot. Maybe I'm like.
Wait, you just found out
everyone's beautiful. It was a layer of my realization where I'm like, oh, I'm not getting, you know, religion. You got points for like. Being like overly humble and like, oh no, it's all God.
Yeah,
whatever.
God's gifts and
I
anything
don't know.
To better serve the Lord.
I always wonder like if I was still religious, but doing my life now, like every time I just like blow a load in somebody, I'm like, yeah, that's God. All that's glory God. Be to God. Hallelujah. Like he's a 10, but he prays after he comes inside me.
No.
And not for forgiveness, but like, thank you, God, for giving me a rock hard dick.
Blessing us with this load.
Oh my God. Is this like the pipeline of deconstruction?
You
like,
could really everybody. Freak out a gay guy if you fucked him and then prayed after. Just mutter it. Be like,
or if he fucked
Lord
me.
In heaven. Yeah.
And I'm like, Jesus. Instead of like, oh God, it's like, oh God, thank God. You for this.
Yeah.
Thank you for this beautiful man up my rectum. Oh my God. Oh my God.
There
God
it is.
Everywhere.
God is everywhere, so cool. Especially in your asshole. Okay, so wait, what was your first sexual experience with another person?
With another person? Oh my God, it's so funny. It was such a deep point of shame at that point. I was dating this girl, which is funny because the more I think about it, the more like queer adjacent my life was now that I think about it. This girl, name was Amanda, is Amanda. We were seniors in high school and we were part of our friend group. She was super cool. I was really like emo, like listening to Bright Eyes and like Dashboard Confessional.
Oh my God.
Jeans.
Dashboard.
So fun. I used to say Death Cab, but Death Cab's not emo. I don't know why I thought that.
It's like emo adjacent.
Love an adjacent lifestyle.
Like Postal Service. It wasn't emo, but it was like,
oh, you're so right.
Yeah.
They're coming.
I know. Apparently tickets are $1 million.
Boo.
I know.
So anyway, this girl, Amanda, she was so cool. I loved her vibe. But now that I think about like, she's lesbian now. She was on the water polo team. Like, I think I was the second to last dude she ever dated. But she was like very masculine, like would give me a dead arm, like
yeah.
Had a deeper voice. She was so cool. So we dated and we would like make out. She came from a very Catholic family. So like, religious adjacent, like my whole religious experience was like very much about the love of God and the spirit, and then like her Catholic upbringing was very much about rules and regulations and fear.
Yeah.
So it was very different. But I remember we went to Mel's Diner one night. I think it was like October, so it was a little chilly. Setting the scene.
State was this?
California.
Oh, California. Yeah,
it was a little chilly. There was like pumpkin patches around our little suburb town.
What a great time of year.
It was fantastic. And I probably ate like a grilled cheese or something. She ate some food. And then we walked around to our cars and then let's go down to the, there's this creek. Oh my God, this is hot. So we go down to the creek. We're in like,
wait,
our
was
cold
it like a spot?
Clothes.
Like the
no,
creek?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, okay.
It should be though. So we walked down to the creek and she initiated it. I know that because I wouldn't have initiated that. We started kissing, you know, for 17-year-olds. We were like, oh, right, kissing. We kind of knew what we were doing. And then she reaches down for my dick. She starts like doing the dice and it feels fantastic. And then I'm like, oh my God. She had these huge boobs. And I was like, oh my God, this is so good. Like, fun.
Are her
like,
tits out?
Oh, I popped them out. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
My mom has really small boobs. So like.
So this is like.
It was a nice change of scenery. Even though nowadays I'm finding that like there's such thing as too big. There's no such thing to me as too small, but there's such thing as too big.
Oh yeah, sure.
Probably the same thing with dicks.
No such thing as too small, just too big.
Maybe it's the opposite.
I big dick aesthetically, but like I don't like to necessarily get pounded by a big dick. But I also don't want to get pounded by a tiny, tiny dick.
Is there such thing as a poundage by a tiny dick?
Oh no, not really. There's not like they can't really. It's like
a
jackhammer situation.
Anyway, so we're down by the creek, and she gives me a hand job.
Yes,
and
you're loving it.
It was fantastic.
Are you feeling shame as it's happening?
Not as it's happening.
Yeah, of course. All the blood.
Nothing in my brain.
Nothing in your brain.
Everything in my dick.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. And then we went to a friend's house after.
Did you come?
Yeah, I did.
Where'd you come? Like on her or on the ground?
No idea where it went. Could have been on my clothes. Who knows?
It's
dark.
Like all over her
it was
legs.
Dusk. Yeah, it was so good. We didn't date much after that, unfortunately. But I think it's because one of our good friends was Mormon. And my girlfriend at the time was not, she was Catholic, but she wasn't religious. So it came to the whole like, I can't believe you think some of us are going to hell and some of us are going to heaven. And I'm like, I didn't know how to explain it to her.
Yeah.
Cause I didn't really like that theology either.
Yeah,
but I'm like, so she broke up with me.
Damn.
And then I think she dated one of our friends and then girls from then on.
Good for her.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So wait, then you got jerked off. What was it like after that?
I mean, I was still jerking off here and there, but then like I became like a full-time religious worker. I was a missionary for a couple years. So like my
after high school?
Yeah. I didn't go to college. I thought college was of the devil. I thought that it was not going to serve me. So I was like, I'm just going to like be a youth pastor or like a church worker or something. So I went to, Thailand, Vietnam, Morocco. I went to a couple countries and it was on those trips that I did even more despicable sexual acts.
Okay.
I fell into sexual sin or whatever. This is like a steamy, like porno, like, ooh, it's so bad.
Well, yeah, go on.
But I remember we were in San Francisco for a bit, then we went to Southeast Asia, and this is my first interaction with any trans individuals. There was this part of Bangkok where this guy from like, I think it was like Wisconsin, he felt God tell him to go to Bangkok, Thailand and start a ministry where he goes and like shares the love of God with the Johns, like the guys purchasing sexual favors from Thai women and ladyboys, as they call them. And so we were doing this one night. I'm 18 years old in flip-flops and cargo pants, like in Bangkok, trying approaching these men about to go fuck a face or whatever, and be like, do you know the love of God?
Oh my gosh. Did that, what is success rate was it? What was the success rate?
No idea. But the point is, I wanted to go into these hotels. Like, I didn't necessarily want to have sex because I didn't even know what sex was. Really? I just was like, no way that boy is a girl or that girl's like, none of it computed. Sure. So therefore it all computed. Like, it made so little sense that I'm like, I accept this. Like
yeah.
Someone can be born a boy and then be a girl.
What? Yeah.
I didn't have all the language, but I was like, this makes sense. It was like,
yeah, you didn't fight it.
It was so like the ice was so cold that it was hot. Like, and I didn't necessarily wasn't attracted to anyone there, but it's also because I numbed myself like to not have any sexual desire, period. But anyway, there was this girl that was part of our group and we were like very good friends, and she came from a rough background. Like, she didn't grow up religious. She, like, her dad died at like 30 years old from cirrhosis
of the liver.
30 years old. He drank enough to drinking, die.
Yeah. Yikes. That takes talent.
I thought I drank a lot. Couldn't be me now, but
no.
Oh my God.
That's a fucking
to die
lot.
At 30.
That's anyway. Like, you're not eating vegetables and you're fucking just drinking vodka.
Eat your asparagus, bro. Yeah. You can drink all the beers you want.
Clean your shit out.
She had a very, so she was like drugs, sex, rock and roll. And like 13, she gets sent away to a boarding school. Yeah, basically. She gets sober at 14. She gets sober, yeah. Thankfully. She's not having sex. She's like reformed. She's a full-time missionary like me. Like, we ended up at the same place, very different ways.
Around 18.
We were all 18 basically. And she had, there was, oh my God. Like, I didn't know about energy then, but there was still this like extremely sexual energy surrounding her. Like,
cause she had seen some shit.
I hesitate to say that cause she's 18 in this like scenario, but I was 18 too. It was just like, I didn't know how to call it like it was, but there was just this like insane. And I like, you know, people like, some people are just really sexual and some aren't. I love people that are not sexual, not for me, but like,
yeah,
that's you.
General,
that's
yeah.
Great. Like, I want you to be oozing sexuality cause it helps me get out of my shell too. But she had such this energy that like we ended up hooking up.
What does that entail?
Oh my
mouth
God.
Stuff or vagina stuff?
I finger blasted the shit out of
okay.
her.
Okay. And she enjoyed it?
Yeah. Oh,
did she touch God. Your penis?
She touched my penis.
Nice.
I remember we were all, maybe this is like my gateway to public stuff because I love that.
Do you love public stuff?
Oh, for sure. So we're in a group, of like 15 of us are in this new country. We're in a hotel. So we're all very close. We spent months together. We're all hanging out in a hotel room. So like, 8 of us are in this like king size bed, just like a cuddle puddle. Like, there's so little sex happening that like we're just like all entangled. And this girl is next to me. And remember I said like I was trained to like look at the subtleties? Like, I noticed that like her zip down hoodie was like zipped down a little further than usual. And I kind of like I was peeking. I was peeking. And then I guess she clocked my peeking because at some point I saw her.
She unzipped it more.
She unzipped it like the tiniest, like two teeth. So it was like this game. And underneath, I know this might not turn you on, but it's turning me on. Underneath was this black lace bra. And I'm like, oh my
God. Okay.
Okay. I don't know, but like black means something, I guess. So like, whew, it's not nude. It's not like a, no. So she zips it on more and like everyone's starting to fall asleep and she grabs my hand and puts it on her boob.
With everyone around?
It was like the second, it was the second boob I ever touched. I'm like, oh my God.
And it was great.
It was fantastic. When everyone like kind of like left, she's like, meet me on floor 8. We had this like one floor. We're like, let's go up to a different floor. And I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom. I barely had any facial hair. So I brought one razor for like 3 months abroad.
Wow.
Like a 2-blade razor. I was like, I guess I need to shave this. So like, I don't know how I didn't nick myself.
Oh my God.
Shaved my balls and I shaved like just my shaft and like my pubic hair. And then we went up to floor 8 and she sucked my dick.
Stop.
I didn't come.
Why?
I don't know.
Were you scared?
Probably. But then I really liked finger blasting her.
And this is in the same session?
Yeah. And then it happened for a couple weeks, every couple days. The best was we were on a boat in Vietnam in this beautiful bay. The sun was setting. Like, imagine a boat. Like, each room is like a little room. And there's those little portholes, like a little galley thing or whatever. I don't know, ship lingo.
You fooled me.
So no one knew. She would stand there and I would like stick my head through the hole, reach down and just like go to town on her pussy.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't know what squirting was. She didn't know what squirting was, but she figured squirted it out. Oh my God. She was so fucking wet. And also like years, she hadn't hooked up with a guy. She hadn't kissed a guy in like years. Weird again, cause we're 18, but we're both 18. Like,
yeah.
Cool. Oh, it was so nice.
Did you ever come from this girl's touch?
I try to remember. I think I've suppressed so much of it because it was like the deepest point of shame I had when I was still religious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
But it all felt good. Which brings me to the point of like, coming's not always the point, which is great.
And that's very true.
I wish more people
would just kind of exist in the pre-cum.
Yeah. Oh my God. The pre-cum's it's so good. It's like, okay.
It's just like sometimes the foreplay is hotter than the sex.
That's how I know. That's one of the reasons I knew I was like not hetero, I think. Because what I was told my whole life was like sex is sex. Like it's just to procreate. It's just like the P and the V. Like that's really it.
Like,
I'm like, it's got to be more complicated than that. Just like the part when I finally lost my virginity at 26. So what? 3 weeks ago? It was great, but I was like,
Like
the world is the same.
Yeah.
It felt great.
Okay, wait. But you were 18 when you were doing this like jerk off sucky thing. What is it? What happens between that and 26?
Yeah. Well, I doubled down on my religiosity and I like moved to a commune. Like I was so ashamed from that. I was like, I need to take God more seriously.
Sure.
So I was working at a sandwich shop, Mr. Pickles. Love it. I was the pickle.
Yes, you were.
And one day, this van pulled up, and basically they were part of the same organization that I was a part of, but like a different area of the country. And I mean, I heard the voice of God back then pretty clearly, and God said, get into that van with them. So like 2 days later, I got into the van with them and moved to Oregon. And then I lived on a commune for like 2 years. And no sexy time there, but
none.
No,
there was no sexual tension even
for sure. But like my mentality was if I date someone, I'm only going to date someone if I can marry them.
Wow.
How backwards, but how like I was serious as a heart attack.
Yikes.
Like, because I wasn't gonna have sex until I was married anyway. So like if you're friends with someone, I guess you can get married.
Wow.
So no sexy time there. And then I turned 20. Then I had like a coming away from Jesus moment where I'm like, I don't know if this is true. So I moved back to Northern California in my dad's garage. I conveniently turned 21 and my dad was sober. So I was never around alcohol. So I didn't know if like what one beer or one shot was or what was too much or too little. So
yeah.
I was like casually drinking a shit ton, like in my dad's garage, and no one knew. I would wait till like 9 p.m. and like chug like
a bottle,
seven
vodka.
Shots of gin or something because it was cheap. Don't miss it at all. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I miss like maybe a red wine with a pasta, but like,
I know. Pairing things with things like a white wine and a fish or something.
Do not miss the feeling. Do not miss the, don't miss the dress. I miss nothing about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't even miss beer. I used to love beer. I miss zero beer.
Don't you feel good? Like your body's like,
it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. But I was on the commune. And then I moved back and then I just drank a ton because I was deconstructing my faith. So no sex. The most sexy thing that I would do is this would usually be drunk. I would go on Omegle or Chat Roulette and just click, 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 hours.
And not stop on anyone?
I would try to stop someone, but
is this your face or your dick?
My face.
Okay. Were you jerking off?
It would be only with girls. So there was enough. It might have been with a guy, but there was no guys there. It was only dicks. Like, if maybe I talked to like, a guy and then, that could have been. There's all these, like, possibilities of me, like, I could have or whatever. I live the life I live, but, like, I could have probably came out way faster.
Sure.
But it didn't happen. And then I was always on the apps, but I would never.
Like Tinder?
But I would never meet up with anyone. It would be for sexting or, like, getting pics. It was very much like.
With women.
With women. It would be very, like, closeted, very like secretive, very like I don't know how to interact with people, so like I can just text forever, you know. It's funny, I didn't meet up with anyone on an app until I was 26 27.
Wait, but you had sex
26?
Okay, talk to me about that.
I was in school and liked a girl, she
and
liked
you. Walked away from Jesus at this point?
Oh, this is actually the point I did walk away.
Okay,
the last piece of the puzzle was my virginity. I held it so closely.
Sure.
And like, cause I was really good at not doing bad things. I was so good at abstaining, not saying bad words, whatever. So I go to grad school. I'm in Southern California. And it came to a point where like, I liked these two girls. One was like super religious, very much like knew the same language as me. I went to a religious school too. I mean, like it wasn't like you had, but it was a lot of religious people there. And I liked her. She was beautiful. She was cool. But then there was this other girl. She was like, she graduated college early. Her parents were like, very like, all went to grad school. She was super liberal. She was bi. She was like, I've had sex with 5 million people. I know what I'm doing. It's like opposites. Opposite to the other person. And I thank my stars for her every day, even though we didn't work out and we had our own issues after we broke up. But her bi-ness was so masculine that she pursued me and I had never been pursued before. And like it came to a point, and also add on like we're stressed in grad school, so like a day feels like a month, you know. It's like we feel like we got to know each other pretty well, and we like got drunk at like an event and made out a little bit, but I was like, I don't know, I want to date this other religious girl because I'm still religious.
She's going
like,
to heaven and I'm going to heaven.
And this, oh my God,
you're going to hell.
One night after the library, we had been studying. This girl, I'm about to get in my car and drive away, and she grabs my shoulders and she's like, "Don't do this to yourself." And she goes like, movie moment, like a 3-minute monologue of like, I care about you so much. I don't want you to diminish yourself.
Right.
I want you to be yourself. I see that you're holding back. I don't know who you are because you don't even know who you, God, I'm like getting emotional thinking about it. Like, I remember that moment, and half of it was because she wanted to date me, but like at least half of it was because she so cared about me. And like, I don't think she necessarily saw that I was like, bye. Who knows if I even knew at that point, I probably didn't, but like, I did know then, but I was closeted. But she like just wanted me to be myself, and she saw I was trying so hard to fit like my circle self in these
mold.
Square pegs with religion. So that was, and then we started dating, like, and she was very calm and like patient with me. We would like cuddle naked, and like I warmed up to her, and like, and then the fateful night arrived. I wish I remembered the date. I probably could figure it out. But
yeah.
Put the penis inside the vagina, and it was awkward for like 30 seconds. I was like, And then we're animals. Like, I was like, oh, this is how you move your hips?
Like,
and
oh. fuck yeah.
I did horrible that final season because we fucked so much.
All the time.
It was like 2 weeks before we took finals, so we were supposed to be studying, but I was like, sex 5 times a day sounds way hot. And
wow.
She lived on campus, and it was a religious school, so you weren't allowed to have like boys over. But we would just fucking fuck.
Wait, in her place?
In her place.
And like quietly?
Sometimes.
Wow.
So that was good.
Wait, is that where you said you love public stuff. Is that where that started?
Oh my God. It didn't start there, but we definitely had to like fucking
sneak around.
Well, she didn't have a car. I had the toaster car, the Scion XB, those
wow.
square cars,
yeah.
which are so roomy. So
yeah.
I would like go in the back Cavernous. Seat. She would be on top of me and like, ricka, ricka, ricka. We almost got caught by the campus patrol a few
sure.
times. I would scurry into the front seat and she would go low. She would kind of hide. And I'm like, be quiet, babe, be quiet.
Stop.
And then one time her roommate told on her and she almost got kicked out. This shows you the patriarchy, religiosity. I didn't get in trouble at all, but she had to like go before like the campus monitor
wow.
or something. And like dress up and like hope she didn't like get her scholarship revoked or whatever. How silly.
Wait. You said you knew you were bisexual then. When did that sprout?
Yeah, so I knew so many things in my life. I don't know if it's because I'm an earth sign and like erosion, but like so many things in my life are slow. Life is not really made up of mountaintop experiences for me so much as like small decisions that add up. And the first time I ever told someone I had same-sex attraction, I was 24, 25. So one of my good friends, he's an author. He went on this like crazy bike trip and like wrote about his deconstruction, his sexual, like figuring himself out. I read it. I was good friends with him for years. And he's the first guy I was ever attracted to. I met him when I was 19. He was 26, 27. It was like a nonprofit organization event. And we met serendipitously at this event. It was so cute. He just had his birthday and I like wrote him a big letter about it. It was really cute. And I felt something like it was to the point where like this was before smartphones. So I'm 19, I'm bouncing around. I'm 19 and my phone, my LG chocolate's dead. There's no Instagram. It's like Facebook only. I didn't know his last name. So I tore a page out of my Bible, wrote my name and number on it. I found him. He had like a megaphone. He was talking to a big group of people. I ran up to him, opened up the pocket of his peacoat, slipped it in, patted it, smiled at him and ran away. And thus like, we're still friends to this day, beloved friends.
He like texted?
And he finally texted me when my phone was charged up. He said, who are you? And we just had his birthday. I reminisced about it and I was thinking about it. So fast forward like 6 years, I'm 25.
Yeah.
I was not living in LA at the time. He lived in LA. I flew down to spend a weekend with him.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so fun.
That was all via like, over those years, you texted?
Texting and calling.
And like hung out?
I hung out maybe 2 or 3 times with him.
But
like
not when sexually? He
lived, no.
Okay.
And then I came over. It was like a Friday night. I was going to spend the weekend with him. And drunk as a skunk. Had to get like really look it up. And I was like, hey, man.
I like you.
Can we talk about something? He's like, what? And I'm like, I don't know what this is. Like, I qualified it 12 times. I was like, I think I feel like an emotional attraction to like you and other guys. Like, I don't know if it's like I don't know, but I feel this something towards men. And we were drunk. So it's like, okay, cool. Cool story. Let's like cuddle. And like, we like went up and like, anyway, we've almost hooked up a few times, which is fun. Mostly me saying no to it because I'm just like, so uncomfortable and like didn't know what to do. But like,
oh my gosh, you're like, I think I'm like, you're like an inch from his face. Like, I think I'm like into you. And then
I'm sober now. He's not. So like at his birthday, he was like pretty wasted at a certain point, like had his wits about himself. Like we kissed at his birthday. So that was fun.
Oh my gosh. Congrats.
So we'll see what happens. But, I was like 25 and that was the first person I told. And then when I came back from that trip, I felt emboldened. So I told one of my other friends who had just came out, she's lesbian, never dated a dude ever. Like it was no surprise.
Yeah.
But people still act surprised. I was like, how could you be surprised that my first, she was anyway, I told her and she's like, oh, like, cool. Cause I didn't say I'm bi. I was just like, I feel blah,
something.
Blah, blah. Ugh. And like, so now bringing it to like, I still want an emotional connection with somebody, which is so like trite because like, ugh, who has time for that? Like, that's why like seeing Bros was good because it made my experience on the apps, like it validated it.
Oh, I'm yeah. Like, you're like, oh, okay.
I can't meet a guy on the apps. I have to meet a guy organically. And like the few guys I'm talking to right now, it's been organic.
Great.
Cause like, you got to earn this whole pick. Like, I don't even know how to take a whole pick. I've never done that.
I'll help you take a whole pick. We can have a whole pick night. We have the ring light set up already.
I mean, there might be a scab back there right now, but.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. Was that the first guy you kissed?
No.
Okay.
No.
When's the first guy you kissed?
It was just recent. It was just a couple months
ago. Wait, really?
So it was fun.
Wait,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was good. It was, I was putatively dating two guys at the gym. One was 6 years younger than me. One was 6 years older than me. I was right in the middle. Both of them had hooked up a million times before. Both of them are open. I was like newly open too, like poly.
They both have their own boyfriends? Or their boyfriends
both of them
with
are
each
bi,
other.
So oh, they were like,
oh, wow.
So they hooked up. But yeah, they
that
also
is a
had,
very hot situation.
And they both live in,
near
a,
you?
In the same community, in the same
like
apartment
structure?
Complex.
Oh,
so,
my
yeah.
God.
It's a wild time. And like one of them is like one of them is dating the ex of the, it gets a little complicated,
yeah,
but they
yeah,
still
yeah.
talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I kissed both of them in the same night. We went dancing. We met each other at the gym. We like flirted a little bit. And then we all went dancing one night. One of the other guys is sober. One of them's not. Anyway, so like me and the sober guy, like we had like, we were reading poetry together. We were like getting really intimate over the past couple months. And he's bi, but he doesn't have sex with dudes. He just likes making out and cuddling with them.
Hmm.
So a variation of bi.
Sure.
But also like when he talks about his sex life with girls, he like only has one position he does. So maybe that's just getting older. He knows what he likes.
What's the position?
It's just doggy style. And he's like, I haven't used a condom in 20 years.
Okay.
I'm like, cool.
Wait, doggy style doesn't necessarily mean anal.
No.
Okay.
Maybe he does
just
that.
From the back.
Yeah.
That nice. Strikes me as like he's gay.
Maybe.
Because he doesn't want to look at the girl's boobs or
he
face.
He doesn't want to do it. We could ask him. I still see him periodically.
But he's the one who said the shitty thing to you.
Yeah, God. Well, let's just focus on the positives.
He's the sober one?
He's the sober one.
That's a bummer.
I know. Let's focus on the positives,
okay,
though. We
okay.
went dancing one night, and...
You got kissy-kissy.
The girl I was dating at the time was out of town, and she was like, it would make me so happy for you to send me a picture of whoever you kissed this weekend. And she had known that I was like newly like realizing my bi-ness and I wanted to like hook up with guys. I didn't know what to do. I was overthinking it. It's not complicated, but like I was overthinking.
No, I get it. It's
and then I was like, well, I'm going to one up her. So I went out with both of the guys. We went out dancing and the younger one is much more forward than the older one. Mm-hmm. So the younger one... Had
also
a few drinks.
Sober.
Also not sober. He had a couple of drinks, so he was already loving
He's
it.
Like, ah.
Such a beautiful dude. Oh my God.
Did you send a video of making out?
I sent a video to the girl I was seeing of us making out, and it was fun. And then I kissed the sober guy, and then we just kind of swapped back and forth.
Oh, fun.
And we all went out. It was three of us, bi dudes, and we had this one straight girl that was with us. And she's fun to be around. She was like... Okay, like you guys do that. Like, I was like, is she gonna? Are we all like, what's good? She was just there along for the ride. It was fun. It was
nice.
Really good. And it was very low key. And like, the fun thing is, I didn't really have to come out to my friends. I invited like my solid group of friends. Like, we're out at the same time. So they just, I was just, they're like, I'm like, hey, I'm inviting my dudes to the game night. They're like, your dudes? I'm like, yes.
My dude.
So when both of them came in, like we kissed each other on the cheek, like
and
you know, I hugged
them,
like we both sat. But one of them was on either side of me, like one hand was on both my legs, and like
oh my God.
One of my best friends, gay guy, is like, oh. And then he's the one that took a video of us when I was making out with one, like in the club.
I fucking love
like
it.
Like a blurry, foggy
yeah.
video. So I have that forever.
With like, wah, like blaring music and stuff in the background.
Yeah, it was, I don't know what night it was, but it was so fun. And the feeling, I hate being a poet sometimes, but I love being a poet because I think about these things. Like the feeling of someone else's beard scratching you. I never felt that before. Just didn't make a habit of dating girls with beards. Sure. So like never had that experience. I was always the one scratching someone.
And you're like, oh.
And the younger guy had a full beard. So it was like very scratchy. And when I went home, I wrote a poem about it. I was like likening it to like cave drawings, like something kind of like barbaric, but very meaningful and like simple, but profound at the same time. Like when people are making cave drawings in 5,000 BC, they're not thinking we're like
in the future,
putting them in a museum. Yeah,
like, oh my God.
But like
early man.
I remember that feeling, like, you know, like feeling the sensitive parts of my face. I'm like, ooh, this is what it feels like. This is why girls told me to shave or don't shave, like somewhere in the middle.
Like, oh, his facial hair.
So that was fun. And then, yeah, anyway, I'm just trying to organically meet some dudes. Hello, everybody. And see what happens.
Yeah, dude.
I'm pretty excited about a couple people that I've been talking to. And it'll be fun.
It will. Mm-hmm. It'll continue to be fun.
Life is fun.
Life is very fun. Okay, the last thing on the pod is... what is a piece of advice you'd give to the younger version of yourself before he began his sexual journey?
Don't be so hung up on labels, because when I got rid of all the labels, I felt less pressure and more freedom to explore, which made me find more of what I would label myself, you know? So, I mean, I was painfully monogamous my whole life because like, my goal was to be like a husband at some point and to be a father or have kids, even if I never asked myself if I wanted that. And I dated this girl for almost 2 years and like, it just wasn't working. She checked off every single box. I still think she's an amazing person. We just weren't compatible. So when I said, I'm not going to even think about like a relationship label, I'm just going to explore. I'm not going to say I'm straight or bi or anything. I just was like, what feels good?
Yeah.
What's respectful to the other person?
What's a little disrespectful to the other person?
I was getting there, yes. So I feel more comfortable doing those things because without labels, they sound like they do a lot of talking, but they don't. You still have to have a conversation with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you're married, God, how many straight dudes out there are like, oh, why my wife doesn't like me? I'm married to her. Like, yeah. Doesn't she? Like that's... but they never say I love you. They never take her on. Like, like being poly, I love the constant communication that's needed.
Yeah.
On my part, on their part, on anyone's part, to know the intricacies and, you know, like, oh, this person likes this one. So anyway, without labels, I'm able to explore those things more.
Yeah.
And more people. Like, people that don't label themselves, I love that because they're figuring it out.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Well, thank you for doing this, good. Anonymous.
Good.
You were a tantalizing interview. My dudes are going to love it.
My gooch is going crazy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that a good sign?
Absolutely.
The gooch is going crazy.
I'm so happy.
Oh, good.
I love life.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, my God.
Smiling ear to ear. You little Cheshire cat.
It's so good.